Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
These days we have access to all the other styles of music around the world, so that definitely comes into it. It's not like we're completely isolated, but being cut, you know, in a different place does give you the sense that you should go out and create something of your own.
Combining the sounds of home and abroad influences music trends in any country. And if you're not familiar with what Australia brings to the picture, the Cat Empire is happy to demonstrate. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Since forming in Melbourne, Australia in 1999, the band The Cat Empire has grown from a trio to a six-piece, and there are almost as many band members as descriptions for their music. Rock, reggae, Latin beats, jazz, and hip-hop just scratch the surface of The Cat Empire sound, but it's the band's live energy that's earned them a loyal fan base and a couple of platinum records down under. One of them is called Two Shoes, which made it to the States in 2007. And before continuing their worldwide travels, the Cat Empire made a stop at WFUV, where our Claudia Marshall got some background on the band's name and musical mission.
Tell me about the name of the group. What's the name mean? Does it have any significance?
I think it's something like this. I think it was Ollie and I and Ryan, the bass player, were sitting at the bench at my parents' house, and we had a gig coming up, and we weren't sure what we were going to tell the venue owners at the gig what the name of the band was. So we looked over at the far end of the bench, and there was a picture that my little 8-year-old brother had drawn of these three cats, and it was a really cool picture, and it said The Cat Empire underneath it, and so that was it.
That's brilliant. you just went with it. Yeah,
I think that's what happens when you're ready to start a band. The name sort of comes to you as opposed to the other way around. She got a pillow song from that all the Greeks go killer, breaking it to take it like a glass of milk. I saw her coming, what I seen, what I mean. She got that sex coffee bean, but she tastes like vanilla. Well, alright, she ignite, and we hit the floor. Like the room on a super comic though. Now if it makes a good story, well it's just worthwhile. At first, like dealing stories in a sprinkler style. It's so sly, aye, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky, figured it's a grind. You're divine, you're sublime, and well, you blow my mind, baby.
The first time I listened to the record, I mean really my first listen, I thought, oh, this is a party band, you know, especially Sly.
Yeah.
But as you spend a little more time with it and you delve more into the lyrics, there's really a lot going on politically, spiritually.
It took me a while to decide what the band was, you know, because it was so different. Even for myself, it was hard to realize that. And I think that the songs, or the band, it represents a kind of a liveliness or something like that. The feeling it is to be alive, I think, is probably the best way to explain it. And for me, that isn't just about a party. I mean, sometimes it's about a party. It's about all sorts of things, you know. It's about being in all kinds of moods and all sorts of different states. And I think if you can sort of take all those different states and put them into kind of a festive environment, which is what the band is, then you get the ability to move into sort of melancholic areas and then to move into really joyous areas and to move into kind of just rock areas, you know, and it's a sort of thing where you can really express how you feel on the night through being festive with the crowd. That's how I see the band.
Sometimes a sigh is a song, and a breath is a melody. Oceans rise and oceans fall, surges, what does tomorrow mean? I give a smile, I give a song, for one moment's eternity, yeah.
Live music from The Cat Empire and a tune called In My Pocket. You'll find the complete performance and more in the audio archives at WFUV.org.